Emergency, emergency, emergency. This is an emergency recording of Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. Oh boy, it is a last minute change to our scheduling because of last minute cancellations. We are having to do an episode that we were not prepared to do. And because of that, I have special guests on. But before we get to our special guests, before we begin discussing this week's book, we have our little poem, which we haven't done in a while. When cubs and their parents get a little too busy, their everyday lives get a little too dizzy. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and like I said up top, we had some changes to our schedule, and normally that would drive me nuts, and it did drive me nuts, but at the last minute, a couple of emergency guests stepped in, and by stepped in, I meant ate dinner with me, and by ate dinner with me, I mean, of course, they ate dinner with me because they live in my house with me, and they are my children. The two
this
of
is
you.
Very long-winded.
It is. To my left, I have my co-host from...
It's Del Toro Time.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, co-host.
I am Ollie Petrowski. I am his teenage child.
And to my right, I have a sometimes guest who hasn't been on the show in a while. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sometimes guest.
I am Mitzi Gonzalez-Gravitz.
I have Mitzi Gonzalez-Gravitz sitting next to me on my right, and these are my children, and I am so happy to have you guys back. And what are we discussing this week?
Too much pressure.
Like, just the concept of too much pressure, or?
I mean, both. The Berenstain Bears and too much pressure.
Yes, we're actually discussing the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Pressure from 1992, a book I haven't covered yet because
90
I...
Too Much Pressure.
Get out of my house. Got my studio. 90 too much. Berenstain Bears and too much pressure. This is a first time book. We haven't covered a first time book on the show in a long time. I think the last one I covered was maybe The Trouble with Pets, and then all of a sudden the Cub Clubs, and then the chapter books, and here we are back into a book that only takes 5 minutes to read. Which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the chapter books also only take like 5 minutes to read.
So, children, what is this book about? Both of you, please tell me, what is this book about?
Too much pressure.
Yes, I know it is about too much pressure.
It's about a schedule being too full and having a mental breakdown because of it.
Now, Mitzi, what kind of things are the cubs doing in this book?
Well, sister's like horseback riding, doing ballet, and brother's doing like karate, computer club, and things like that.
And what are the parents doing?
Well, mama is driving them everywhere, and papa's working.
And how are the bear family keeping track of all of their schedules?
A schedule.
like a schedule.
Well, they have like a giant calendar.
Yeah.
That they write everything down on.
It's a schedule. How are they keeping track of all of their schedules?
But I mean, it's not a spreadsheet. It's a calendar.
It kind of is a spreadsheet.
Brother also does karate. Did you say karate?
Yeah. I said karate, not karate.
Oh, do they both do karate?
Yeah.
No, they both do soccer.
They do both do karate.
I don't see brother doing karate. I mean, I don't see, or one of them. I just see.
He said that our karate coach is very strict about.
Oh, I see. Swimming, soccer, karate.
But yeah. maybe he meant like. Him and the other
I think
kids in his
in
class.
Context he's talking about him and sister.
I don't know. Do we see them in their geese?
We don't see them doing anything.
Do we just see them
crying.
Kicking each other or breaking boards? So they have this giant schedule. Let's see. It looks like Tuesdays are writing and stamp club. We didn't hear about stamp club in the narration. Mm-hmm. Writing, council meeting, music lessons, soccer, karate. PTA, gym, b-ball, ballet.
Why are the kids doing PTA?
Sunday school. I think it's also the parents' schedule.
Okay.
Art club, Sunday school.
There is a church in Bear Country.
Oh, yeah, there's a church in Bear Country.
I didn't remember there's a church in Bear Country.
There's definitely a god in Bear Country.
Yeah, I know that part.
Where do you think they get all their fur from? So, So things are getting out of hand.
Genetics.
Things are getting a little bit out of control.
I'm sure we can all relate to that.
Right. And so someone makes a phone call. Who calls the bear family?
Grandma or Gran.
And what happens while she's talking to Mama Bear?
Well, the phone cord gets stuck in her purse, which makes it fall onto the ground. Then she trips on the phone cord, which made her fall. And apparently it looks like the table fell over on top of her.
And we get this, the way they illustrate it, because it's a wild series of events, they do this really cool illustration in the book, which is like a strip of film. And you see like various stages of the action occurring as Mama is like panicking and falling and her hat falls off. She gets this look on her face.
She's very calm for someone who just had a table fall on her.
I think she's at her breaking point.
I was not that calm when I had a table fall on me.
Well,
there was more swears.
I think at this point, Mama Bear has been through quite the ringer. And Papa Bear is working on the car.
She's so stressed out that she's past the point of stress. She's just,
I'll do this.
So what happens? What is wrong with the car?
Spark plugs. They need to be cleaned.
So he is working on the Red Roadster. Yeah. And
she just takes off.
Red Roaster.
The Red Roaster. So sister has to get to ballet. Brother has to get to baseball. And they take off running. And it's Gran and Gramps who kind of have this observation. What did Gran and Gramps figure out?
This is bad.
Like, what's bad about it, Mitz?
They figure out that they have a really busy schedule.
Who does?
The bear family.
The bear family does. Mama and Papa and sister and brother have too much on their plates.
Although, like, Papa doesn't really seem to be doing much.
I think the implication is that he has a full-time job, and then he's, like, doing...
He's self-employed.
Well, right, but it's a full-time job.
Yeah, but, like, he's still, like, driving the kids everywhere.
Right.
And also having to do his own stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's beholden to his clients.
Well, Mama's mostly driving the kids everywhere.
Yeah. Mama's doing a lot of the scheduling stuff, which I think why she's... Okay, so the cubs start having nightmares and Mama loses sleep.
Papa also has a nightmare.
Oh, Papa also has a nightmare.
Where he's on the schedule, but it's actually a magic flying carpet and he's flying into a black hole.
Yeah.
He's literally flying into a void of nothingness.
That's how I feel when I go to school.
What is sister's nightmare about?
A merry-go-round, and she wants to get off, but she can't.
She wants to get off, but she can't.
And there's things, not like horses.
Oh, I see. It's a merry-go-round of all of her activities. You see, like, the paint set. You see tennis rackets and...
You see a clown, though.
A weird clown.
Clown school.
And what is brother's nightmare about?
He's, like, free-falling with a bunch of, like, soccer balls, baseballs, and, like, computers.
And computers.
Just...
Yeah. He's caught up in a whirlwind.
Yeah.
It's a tornado of this stuff.
Tornado.
And then Mama just can't sleep.
She's
wide awake, eyes wide.
I relate.
And then we get an amazing scene that we've never seen happen in a Berenstain Bears book before.
Where Mama cries.
Yes. We see a parent have a breakdown. And it happens in stages. The cubs are trying to get to... art class, soccer, karate, and swimming, and they've got
not
to
at
also
the same time.
Go
they don't
to
have
lunch
time
and shop. But they've got a busy afternoon.
Yeah. And then the car won't start.
Right. And then what do the kids start doing?
They panic because their mom is crying.
Well, they start whining.
Well, yeah, they're like, "Mama, move the car." And
we need to get to our
And I was like
classes.
And so,
and you're like,
and then what happens to Mama?
She cries.
And then what does she do?
She leaves. She's like, see ya.
Where does she go?
I'm out. Into the house.
Where she?
Lays on the bed and cries.
So you get this shot of three shots of Mama. First she's weeping in the car, and then she walks. She's weeping going up the steps to the house, and then you see her crying in bed.
I think I've actually done that here before.
Well, so Brother rushes to get Papa, and he's like, "Mama's crying, Mama's crying."
And Papa's like, "Yeah, we do that sometimes."
Oh, parents cry far more often than you kids will ever know.
And like, I like the part where like, I like that he says, "Yeah, I cry too." Like, it's not like, oh, he's a man, so he doesn't cry. It's like, yeah, I cry.
And this is where you come to the realization that that they've got to cut back on a few things.
I think we came to that realization as soon as we opened the book.
Sister does ballet and horseback riding and stuff. Brother does karate and baseball.
No, he does baseball and computer club.
Oh.
And so they give up some stuff. Do the parents give up anything?
No. The parents can't give up anything. All of this stuff is stuff that they need to do.
Yeah. They lost their title for busiest family in Bear Country. But they went back to having a good time, and every once in a while, kick them back and...
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Which is what we do all the time.
I never do nothing, because if I do, I get really bored.
Yeah, you never do nothing.
You are always kind of doing something. You never slow down.
I always slow down.
Yep. State of perpetual slowdown. You slow down anymore, you'd be in a coma.
Mm-hmm. At least I'd get to sleep more.
So the Bear family is living in a state of intense pressure and scheduling. A state which this family doesn't exist in, but it also seems like we never have much time to do anything fun.
Yeah, because we have like school and like...
We have late night stuff. We have jobs that get out later.
We have... I don't want to be around people.
Yep. We have homework. Mitzi, you do have after-school activities. What do you do?
Art class. And I'm going to start doing knitting.
Doing knitting.
You also have violin.
Yep, you do violin. Yeah. You buy violin during the week.
That's not an after-school, like...
It's after school. And
it's not. It's not during the school day.
Yeah.
It's later than after school. It's in the evening.
Yeah.
So you do that, and... You know, I do podcasts. I've got 3 shows.
Do a podcast.
You do a podcast.
I write.
You write. Yep. You game.
Alana does like ballet and like shows Lotties. And stuff.
Yep. So we got, you know, it doesn't seem like we have a whole lot of stuff. We've actually got quite a bit of stuff.
We have a teenager.
We have a teenager sitting
right
here.
We have a cat.
And we have a cat who does not do much at all.
Except
for the
throw
cat.
Up 4 times a day.
Yeah, poor Lily.
Yeah,
Lily's been sick.
Well, she's upstairs.
Yes.
We gave her norovirus.
Oh, no.
Not neurovirus, norovirus.
So while we are not as overscheduled as the Bears are, we know what it's like to feel like there's not any extra time in the day for anything.
There is.
There is what?
There is time.
How do you find time?
By not having as much homework as I do.
Oh, yeah, and homework.
God,
I
said that.
We've all got homework. I don't have homework. Well, sometimes I seem like I have homework. I guess my podcasts are kind of homework.
But your podcasts are fun.
Are they? Sometimes they're not. Well, not the front end is fun. The back end isn't always fun. The editing and the processing.
I have voice acting now. I forgot about
that. That's right. Voice acting. So we don't have as overwhelming of lives as the Bears do, but sometimes it does feel like you just want to lay down on your bed and cry. Because of the way things get. Have either of you ever seen either of us cry?
I've seen you cry like 16 times. Not even just 16, a lot of times.
I've seen, I think, Mama cry. Uh-huh. At least I've heard Mama cry.
Have you seen me cry?
No.
Do you want to?
I don't think so.
Have you seen me cry?
Yes.
Every day.
I think you've seen me cry. I thought you'd, maybe it was you when you were littler. I do cry.
I mean, I think you've cried when she was born.
Yeah.
Why?
It was so sad to see a baby. I was so happy. Sometimes you cry when you're happy. Parents cry. Parents do cry. Mm-hmm. And I think it's cool that Papa Bear is like, yeah, we all cry. I don't know.
I also like the fact that he was like, it's healthy to cry.
Yeah. We've never seen Papa cry.
We will.
Oh, we will. The Berenstain Bears in Papa Cries.
Papa Cries.
New book
or Papa,
idea.
Papa Cries.
Right to Mike, quick.
Right. Berenstain Bears in Papa Cries or Papa Cried.
Mike, could you please write a book that is simply page 1 to page 20, just Papa crying? Just pages and pages of a man at the
his
end
entire
of his,
family got murdered.
Of a man at the end of his rope? No.
End of the series.
It's just him reading a book, and he's very sad, and he gets to a page, and he just starts weeping, and he has to set the book down.
No, he's reading
this. He's
cutting
onions.
He's reading the book that he makes, and then that book, the cover, is reading the book that and he gets...
It's just like what? Like an endless inception of book and book and book?
You know a good way to not cry when you're cutting onions?
What?
Don't get so emotionally attached.
Broom-ts. That's good. That's a good joke. We're full of good jokes here at Deep in Bear Country. There's not a whole lot to say about this book. I'm sure there's like many experts out there in the world of family scheduling, but I sure am not one. I don't know anything about scheduling.
Yeah, you don't do any of our scheduling.
I don't do any scheduling. I'm terrible at scheduling. I hate it. I hate it so much. as is obvious by the fact that I emergency did this book, The Baron St. Ferris and Too Much
Treasure. It wasn't even your idea. It was my idea.
It was true. It was refreshing to sit and read a short book that's not too in-depth. It's the cubs just being the cubs and the parents just being the parents.
I think they're always
I think you listened more than read.
What?
I think you listened more than read.
I listened more than read. We see Lizzie Bruin, but she's just there for horseback riding.
Horseback riding.
There's a little tie-in. It says that, you know, sister started taking horseback riding, so of course brother had to take horseback riding because he wasn't going to let her have all the fun. That actually comes into play in one of the chapter books, Baron St. Bears and the Galloping Ghost.
Nay.
Which is about, which is about the cubs taking horseback riding lessons. It goes a little more in-depth about how expensive horseback riding lessons are and... Oh. How much
don't I know it
it takes out of the family to have the kids doing horseback riding lessons, but those that's the chapter books for you. They get a little more technical. The Baron St. Bears and Too Much Pressure, is it a helpful book though? Does it tell you anything you can't already figure out?
Is it supposed to be helpful?
Well, yeah, these first time books are kind of supposed to give advice.
Well, like it, I think it's like supposed to be like forewarning, like don't do too much stuff or your mom will cry.
Right.
Well, no, someone might not cry.
So, Mitz, do you feel that if you are doing too much in your life, do you think not doing too much is good advice?
But not doing too much is not good advice, but if you're doing too much, it's bad advice.
I see. Ollie, how do you feel? How do you feel about this?
I think it's great advice.
Yeah, I think it's pretty basic.
It's pretty
advice.
Straightforward. Like, hey, if you think you're doing too much, take a step back, see what you actually want to be doing.
Yeah.
Cut the rest of it out.
I think they're kind of pointing out the fact that like Mama and Papa are getting really stressed out, but they don't seem to realize it's because they're overworked. Like they've gotten so used to the schedule that they're like, I guess we're just stressed out. And that maybe it's a good idea to take a step back.
Which is what I did with my school schedule this year when I was like, forensics is too much. I can't do this. I took a step back and I started, I basically have a free hour that hour because I aid during an hour where there's no class.
Okay.
But it's actually been really helpful because I can get like homework done. I can just chill and read it, and I can talk to my teacher who's really cool.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to just step back and take off some of the pressure. Mitzi, what is currently giving you the most pressure in your life?
I don't know.
Violin.
Don't
know?
Is violin giving you a lot of pressure?
You never want to practice.
True.
Is that pressure or is it just you don't want to do violin
it's
sometimes?
Just I don't want to do.
But it's good to be disciplined and committed to something.
What is giving you the most pressure in your life?
What is giving me the most pressure in my life? The fact that I'm terrible at scheduling and just want someone to schedule everything for me so I don't have to worry
about
it.
Will, what's your present?
Life in general.
Just life in general.
No, actually, it's probably trying to get my writing in with all of my other stuff, which is difficult.
And soon enough, it's going to be getting ready for colleges. Colleges.
I'm already doing that.
Yeah, but pretty soon the pressure is going to be on. The pressure is going to be on senior year.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
Just getting you used to it.
But if you give me so much pressure that I have a breakdown, I will
like
not be
Mama.
Going. Like, I will not be going to you for college advice anymore.
Then we'll be just like Mama Bear,
and I'll be crying in my room all the time.
And you'll have to wear a polka dot dress and a hat. I just learned the name of Mama's hat today or the other day. Mama's hat has a name.
Is it Joe?
Called a Sunday
hat.
Something hat.
A Sunday formal hat.
It's Sunday something hat. A Sunday. Like day tripper hat or like day visit.
Tripper.
Not day tripper. That's something else. A Sunday sun hat. Not a sun hat. Sister Bear says it and she says it in an episode of the show. She's like, oh, I recognize that Sunday something hat.
Sunday sack hat.
Sunday. It's called a Sunday. And this is all one word. Go to meeting hat. A Sunday. Go to meeting hat.
A Sunday goat eating hat.
So the Mama's hat is called a Sunday go to meeting hat. And that's a thing. That's a real thing that exists. And Sister says it in an episode of the 1985 Saturday morning cartoon, I recognize Mama's go to meeting hat.
So then Will could actually be Mama Bear for Halloween.
Why would I want to do that?
Do you want to have a go to meeting hat? Do you want a go to meeting hat?
I don't want to go to a meeting.
I guess it's true. None of us want to go to meetings. That's too much
pressure.
Too much pressure involves too much hats. Guys, do you recommend the Berenstain Bears and too much pressure?
I think everyone should give it a good read and then take a step back and look at their lives.
How about you, Mitz?
I think they should read it and then take a step forward.
Two step forward, one step back. I think it's fine. It's a fine Berenstain Bears book. It's not funny or really anything. But you do get the wonderful scene of Mama having an emotional breakdown. And you're like, she does have a heart. She's not just.
Everyone has a heart.
Icy, full of advicey.
No, the Tin Man doesn't have a heart.
We're talking about the world of Berenstain Bears. Actual factual. Does he have a heart? Have you ever seen actual factual cry?
Have you ever seen anyone else besides like Mama and the Cubs cry?
I have seen actual factual get mad. So
that's not really necessarily part of the heart, though.
But passionately mad. Like, I feel like he cares deeply.
He does care about global warming.
About nature and the pollution and stuff. So that's our actual factual discussion for today. I recommend the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Pressure. It's not one of the more read ones. And if you buy it these days, it comes with free stickers. Maybe stickers of Mama crying, which you can put on, I don't know, your favorite student's papers. If they do a bad job.
That's what I'm going to, if I ever become a teacher, I'm going to put just crying Mama Bear on all the, like, the students who failed their.
I don't know if it actually does come with crying Mama Bear stickers.
I will print some up.
Someone out there, please, if you own the Berenstain Bears Too Much Pressure, Brad Mariska, Jeremy Gloff, if you own the Berenstain Bears Too Much Pressure with stickers, which I'm sure you do.
If you own.
Please let me know if there's a crying Mama Bear sticker, because I will immediately order it from Amazon and I will put one on my cheek and wear it all day, and people will be like, how you doing, Phil? And I'll just point to the crying Mama Bear sticker.
You have to point to it while, like, smiling.
Yeah. They're all, sir, you're under arrest. Well, you two, thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Deep in Bear Country. Mitzi, where can our listeners find you if they're looking for you?
Here, at this
house. At this house. Swing on by if you want to meet Mitzi. Ollie, where can our listeners hear you?
It's Del Toro time, but don't come looking for me because I'll run away.
Yeah. Ollie and I host It's Del Toro Time, a Guillermo del Toro podcast where we've discussed the movies of Guillermo del Toro and are currently discussing.
Just discussed Fantasia.
Yeah, Fantasia should be coming out in a couple of weeks.
There's many a jokes.
Yeah, it's a bi-weekly podcast. So if you want to hear more of me talking, listen to me talk
if
about movies.
If you
want
to hear more of me talking, you can listen to me roast Fantasia.
Yeah. Way to hear Fantasia. Mitzi, you look like you need to say something.
You can find me on Twitter.
Not on the website, at the headquarters.
Right.
Or email.
Mitzi got a job working for Twitter. You can find Mitzi on email at...
You can find me working for the CIA as a shape-shifting spy.
Just write www.mitzi@gmail.org. Gravitz. Gonzalez Gravitz. And you can find me here, or you can find me on It's Still Troll Time, or you can find me on my other podcast that I do with John McCoy called Click.
Or you can find you here.
A Beverly Cleary podcast, or I am sometimes at home. Guys,
no,
thank
and
you
you're sometimes
once again
on this podcast.
Yes, I am sometimes on this podcast.
Sometimes, not every episode.
Not always. Sometimes I'm here. I'll be coming back with more guests. We've got some more chapter books coming up. We've got some more first time books coming up. I'm actually going to be doing another first time book soon.
With me?
Nope, not with you. Sorry. So everyone, thank you for joining us for this last minute emergency. Let's turn back the sirens back on. Fade away. Thank you so much for listening. Ollie and Mitzi, thank you so much for joining once again. And for everyone else out there in listener land, we will see you all next time deep in
Bear Country.
Bear Country.
Goodbye.